Over the past few months, we've been hearing a lot of perspectives on the experience of childhood in rural Alaska. Well, in today's installment of our series, Being Young in Rural Alaska, from the producers of Kids These Days, we'll hear from some of those kids who are growing up looking for the next step. Everywhere they traveled, Barrow, Kotzebue, Cake, St. Mary's, series producers Sarah Gonzalez, Ann Hillman, and Jessica Cochran asked young people about their own hopes and dreams for their futures. Today, we share them with you.
I will be the first to actually receive a degree and then hopefully be the first to receive a bachelor's degree and onward from there. And then hopefully my little brother and sister, of course, will be able to earn those degrees, and I could, you know, they look up to me, and I will lead the way.
My name is Jacqueline Benham and I'm 13.
I always liked photography, but I think you'd have to go down south to get something like that. I don't know, I'd probably try cooking or bring a restaurant to Cake or something. Maybe I could make like cultural foods in a restaurant or something. Bring something to Cake that's not here.
My big thing is writing fiction stories based on rural Alaska, like being out camping in the mountains or boating up a river. I want to go to a very prestigious school and just show, you know, that I might come from the middle of nowhere, Alaska, but I can still accomplish something. Like, what I'd like to do is just show, you know, where I come from doesn't matter. It's what I do from where I come from.
Yeah, I'm planning to go to UAF for natural science.
And is your family pretty encouraging?
Oh, yeah. My father was. He just passed away. But he's always encouraging me. He still encouraged me through the spirit, so I still can feel it.
My name is Charles Jackson. I'm from Cake, Alaska. I'm 14. I'm trying to become like a mechanic or something like that.
My name is Sophia Acevedo, and I'm 14. Well, I would want to come back and live here to raise like my kids or stuff because it's a lot easier to grow up here. But I wouldn't want to come back and end up not getting a job or something, or getting addicted to like drinking like most people do here.
My name is Nathan and I'm 17 years old. Teach. I was thinking more like just in elementary. This seems like could be fun.
Tanessa Ashenfelter and I'm 16. I think I'll come back here and live here. When you're a kid, you get to go hang out, and when you're old, you have to like get a job and have a house. Yeah.
Do you mean that you'll have a job here?
No. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. At the store or something.
My point of view is that the kids in rural Alaska, they really struggle with what they want to be because there's a lot of trouble in small villages like this, and they don't really know what they want yet.
When they graduate after high school, they don't know what they'll do, and they don't know which job they want, so they just pick any random job or just to get money. Ara Thompson, 16 and in 11th grade. I'm thinking about going Fairbanks for 1 year and then go to Dartmouth and become a politician. Just like on the news, hearing about Alaska's problems and the economy and what people are doing, like Pebble Mine. They don't know what will happen to the fish around our area if they start it, and helping the natives or the Yupik around here because they don't get much.
My name is John F. Khan. I'm a senior this year and I'm 18. I've been really thinking about going into apprenticeship carpentry down southeast, but I'm really not sure. I might go to Fairbanks for flight school because I just heard they open up a new flight school in Fairbanks. But I might be going to Anchorage. There's a lot of different options and you got to keep it open.
Those were the voices of young Alaskans reflecting on their plans for the future. Next week, we'll hear the last story in our series, Being Young in Rural Alaska. More is at our website, alaskapublic.org.